You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Let Lucky the Leprechaun take you and your kids on an interactive adventure through the 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say, open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. Cases in children are increasing, a new CDC guideline troubles experts, and the first reinfection case isn't all bad. Here's what you should know. Since early August, more than 70,000 new coronavirus cases have been reported in children in the U.S., with a total of more than 440,000 such infections since the pandemic began. While hospitalizations of children with COVID-19 are rare, about one out of every three children who is admitted ends up in intensive care. A new CDC guideline says that those without symptoms may not need a test, even if they've been exposed to COVID-19. But according to the agency's own estimates, 40% of infections are asymptomatic and 50% of transmissions occur before symptoms appear. Experts worry that not testing all those people could result in many more infections and deaths. The recent report of a Hong Kong man getting reinfected with COVID-19 instilled fear in many, but some experts breathed a sigh of relief. While reinfection of the novel virus can sound scary, in this case, the man experienced symptoms the first time, but did not the second time. He may have been reinfected, but experts were encouraged by the fact that he was still protected from the symptoms of the disease the second time. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.